So wonderful to have Andreas Transu driving the tunes tonight. We're so grateful. Sweet Sheila Shigley tested positive for COVID. I know, it's so sad, and she's such an angel, and we miss her, but best possible fill-in.
They look a lot alike.
Yes, my love. Yeah, you guys could be twins.
Could we bring a little bass? A bass? Hold on. Can we bring the bass down a little bit in the monitor, please? I get going crazy on this guitar, which is made in Eau Claire. I like to play in the dadgad tuning with the Irish tunes. And then I kick things on the ground too.
That adds, I think.
Well, I think we'll do an old party song.
You're thirsty? Okay. Yeah, take a drink of your juice.
I'd like if you would sing this song with me. It's called Dick Darby the Cobbler. Are you ready to do some singing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're ready to do some singing. We'll try that again. Are you ready to do some singing?
Yes,
we're ready to do some singing.
All right. Dick Darby the Cobbler. This song I learned from the singing of Tommy Makem. Any Tommy Makem fans out there? Makem and Clancy. The Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem. So if you can imagine that I am a cobbler, I'm noticing my guitar is in the way. So I'll be working on my shoe here. Got this nice shoe. I bought this from a cobbler, actually, in Stoughton. Well, he was dead, but I bought it from his son. So anyway. So the chorus of this song is, with a ring-ting of an ing-ting of an Ido. Want to try that? With a ring-ting of an ing-ting of a ride-o. With a ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-day.
With a ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-day.
Then you gotta get your shoulders into it, right? With a roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, randy.
Me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, randy.
And my lapstone keeps baiting away.
And my lapstone keeps baiting away.
And then the last part is, can you do that? This is a very COVID-friendly song. Yep. He's like, he hears this song all the time at home. That's our little guy, Leaf, that my mother just dropped on his head. That's all right. I'll soothe him with my Dick Darby the Cobbler song.
See? It's working.
So we'll try that chorus all together. All me name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. Oh, that's not the chorus, sorry. That's me. The chorus, oh. With a ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-o. Oh, with a ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-o. With me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, rende. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. That's right, that's right. Well, I gotta work on my shoe.
Yeah.
All me name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. I spent my time at the old camp. Some call me an old agitator. Oh, but now I'm inclined to repent. Oh, with a ring-ting of an ing-ting of an Ido. Oh, with a ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride. With me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, randy. And me lapstone keeps baiting away. Well, my father was hung for sheep stealing, and my mother was burnt as a witch. All my sisters a dandy housekeeper, and I'm a mechanical switch. Oh, the ring-ting of an ing-ting of an Ido. Oh, the ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride. With me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, rende. And me lapstone keeps baiting away. Well, 40 long years have I traveled, all by the contents of me pack. With me hammers, me awls, and me pincers, sure I carry them all on my back. with a ring ting of an ing ting of a ride-o. With a ring ting of an ing ting of a ride-o. With me rubaboo, rubaboo, rande. And me lapstone keeps baiting away. Well, my wife, she's humpy, she's lumpy. No. My wife, she's the devil, she's cracked. And no matter what I may do with her, sure her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. Oh, the ring-ting of an ing-ting of an ido. At the ring-ting of an ing-ting of a ride. With me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, rende. And me lapstone keeps baiting away. Well, it was one bright summer morning, just before the start of the day, when I dipped her three times in the river, and I carelessly bade her away. Oh, the ring-ting of an ing-ting of an ido, or the ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-day, with me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, rende, and me lapstone keeps baiting away. Oh, with the ring-ting of an ing-ting of an ido, or the ring-ting of an ing-ting on a ride-day, with me roo-boo-boo, roo-boo-boo, rende, and me lapstone keeps baiting away. Hey!
I like that one.
Where's the hand sanitizer? We got some hands.
Yeah.
Pass around.
Can you do a slow dance? It's nice to see some dancers in the house tonight. This is a slow one. Dancing Leon, take a bow. Leon McQuinn, everybody. breakdance bow. This is Mr. Mark Hutchins playing the flute for you tonight. You might not know, he also has a beautiful voice, and he's gonna sing for you now.
Thank you.
Yeah, do a little spooky set.
tunes are these? Couple spooky sort of song tunes here. Tunes. Trip to Pakistan and Spoot is Scary.
TikTok. Yeah, me neither. I'm scared. But there's a woman called Rose Betts from England, and she's big on the TikTok. And she wrote a song called Irish Eyes, and we're going to do that right now. I have seen her videos via Instagram, and she's looking right at the camera with her big blue eyes. It's very hypnotizing, so I can see why she wrote this song. My mother says I have Irish eyes, Irish eyes, Irish eyes. My mother says I have Irish eyes, ever so blue under stormy skies, never so blue as when I let them cry. My father says I have English hair, English hair, English hair, brown like the bark of an oak somewhere, like the bed of a lake where the hemlock grows. rose, thorn on the stem of an English rose. I'm a map of the world and the ones before, one foot on sea and one on shore. Every step, every hope flung high. I'm a map of them all with my Irish eyes. My sister says I've a restless soul, restless soul, restless soul. My sister says I've a restless soul, easy to catch but I'm hard to hold, like a voice on the wind that you caught one day. My nana says I have traveling feet, traveling feet, traveling feet. Slippers for princesses won't fit me, but I dance to my own drum bright and bold. My traveling feet always get me home. I'm a map of the world and the ones before, one foot on sea and one on shore. Every step, every hope flung high. I'm a map of them all with my Irish eyes.
Thank you.
I know, honey. You can at the end. Scott Peterson playing the button accordion for you. We don't know how he does that. What are the notes? We don't know.
That's Peterson, S-E-N, by the way. In case any of you Lefse eaters got excited for a second. Jane, Denmark. Hey.
Scott's favorite song, right? Favorite tune. Favorite jig. Sport. Everybody. He hosts our practices. He sets out beautiful cheeses and chips and all kinds of delicious things for us every week. We're so grateful.
Should I tell a joke in the sun?
Oh.
Mr. Leon, would you like to bow?
Leon McLean.
Hey! Thank you, Leon. Well, I'd like to tell you a joke I heard.
Mom, can you say
Leon McLean?
Not right now, bud. You just had a bow. Let's space it out.
7 minutes. Till the next bow.
7 minutes till the next bow.
He's bound to be on the stage, this one, Mr. Leon McLean.
So shy, my God.
I'll tell you a joke I heard recently. I think maybe you'll like it. Maybe. We'll see. No one has liked it so far, so maybe you'll be the first. It's nice to be in Maze of Manny, which is already a built-in spoonerism. Unlike Pross Clanes or... This is not the joke. Moving on to the joke. But I know that if you have a town that's built in spoonerism, you're bound to have a good sense of humor, right? Yeah. So Patty and Kathleen. Kathleen decided she'd like to get a dog. And Patty was like, hooray, a dog. I love dogs. I'd like to be walking down the street with a big old wolfhound or maybe a golden retriever or a nice big old lab or something, you know.
Big setter even.
You know. Like, well, that's a little bit small, but a big setter. He let it a big dog. He wanted a big dog walking down the street with a big dog. You know what I mean? You got to walk down the street with a big dog.
Sure,
she says, no, I don't want that sort of dog. I want a chihuahua. So Kathleen wanted a chihuahua, so she got a chihuahua, a little one. But it had the problem with this chihuahua is that it had really long hair up here, a fringe that came down. And it would grow and cover the chihuahua's eyes. And as the guy was walking down the sidewalk down the road with down the street with the dog, it would often run into things. And he'd have to go home and trim this chihuahua's fringe. You know, he'd take a Quaker Oat tin top and he'd hold it up and he'd trim around it, you know. And as you do. And one day the neighbor was over and she said, wow, you don't have to keep doing that every time the hair grows long. What you need to do is go down to the pharmacist and get some Nair. Get some Nair and just rub it on there. And then that'll take care of the hair. You don't have to trim the hair. The guy was pretty tired of walking down and having this, was a female chihuahua.
Of course.
Yeah. Running into things. Not that it matters that it was a female chihuahua, but the guy I heard the joke from, he didn't say female, he said. But anyway, moving on. He said, yeah, that sounds good. And he says to Kathleen, why don't you go down and get some of that from the pharmacist next time you're there in town? She says, all right. She wasn't familiar with the concept of Nair herself, you know. Sure, she owned many a tweezers. Gotta have a drink. To tweezers. So she goes down to the pharmacist, though. And she says to the pharmacist, hey, can you get me a tube of that there Nair? And the pharmacist said, oh, some Nair? Well, all right, here it is. And as she got it, she was walking away. And he called after. He said, Kathleen, I don't remember that you've ever purchased that particular product from me before. Of course, the pharmacy had all these different people standing around buying the whatever it was, you know, depends what it was, I suppose. Probably vitamins.
Vitamins. And minerals.
Ground up house plants and stuff. So.
Depends.
He calls after, he says, Kathleen, yes, if to use that product, actually, you'll want to not wash your legs for about a day after you've applied that product. Give it about a day before you wash it off. And she was kind of, you know, like, what the heck? This guy's talking about my business and this business full of people buying stuff. Now they know my business. Like, and so she got kind of flustered and she turned around to the pharmacist and she says, oh, don't worry. No, it's not for me legs. No, it's for me chihuahua. At which point the pharmacist said, well, in that case, you won't want to ride your bike for about a week. They're laughing, I guess. See? I told that in Stoughton, no one laughed. One guy yelled out, Where's the lefse? There's supposed to be lefse. We came for the lefse. Hey, let's hear it for that great stew, huh? Hey! I really enjoyed it. Well, I'd like to sing a song with your help. And this song is called Reconciliation. And for those who don't have a library card, that means coming to peace and forgiving the wrongs that we've done to each other. And there seems to be a lot of that going on. So this song was written by Mr. Ron Kavanagh about a little thing that was happening in Ireland for about 800 years. And boiled over in the Troubles. And so he used to write some funny songs, Mr. Ron Kavanagh. He had one of my favorites was, if I had a rocket launcher, I'd make somebody pay. That was a good one. But so it's nice to know that a guy who wrote a song like that about shooting British helicopters out of the sky could also write a song called Reconciliation. And it's a love song. And so with your help, the chorus is, Tooraloo-raloo, tooraloo-raladdie, tooraloo-raloo, tooraladdie. We'll try that. Tooraloo-raloo, tooraloo-raladdie. Really feel it. Tooraloo-raloo, it's in Key Dodgeville.
Love that.
Uh-oh. When summertime is gone and autumn winds are threatening to blow our love away, 'cause then love will be tested, but arm in arm we'll stand side by side together to face the common foe that would tear our love asunder. Tooraloo-raloo, tooraloo-raladdie, come around like dark and stormy willow. There's only you and I, my love, to comfort one another. Now there's a time to fight, and there's a time for healing. As the sun will melt the snow on bright April mornings, our fight has run its course.
Hard to follow that, but we're going to go with our ship set, the new rigging ship and the pipe on the hob. Thank you. Duffy kicked that one off on the keys back there. Mike Duffalo, as we like to say. And Leon McQuinn dancing for you down here. Take a bow. He's waited probably more than 7 minutes. Request for a waltz. So we're going to do a beautiful song called Crested Hens, which we often call Requested Hens because it's Mark's wife's favorite. How about it for the dancers?
Not yet. Because we have a few more songs.
Are you done?
No.
Why?
Well, Ruthie sings this song called The Rattlin' Bog. And I sing this song, The Rattlin' Bog, as well.
Oh, no.
So we're going to sing it together.
Hey!
And hopefully you'll sing it as well. Do you know this one, The Rattlin' Bog? It's about a bog, which is a very sort of moist place. And it's rattling. It's really rattling.
Like a chihuahua.
Not a chihuahua, no. But on this, in this bog, there's a hole. In the bog, there's a hole. And in the hole, there's a tree. A tree, that's right. A tree. And I like to do some movements for this song. And you do the movements as well.
Of course.
So we have the bog. The closest thing to the bog are the toilets, which there's some toilets over there, so we'll point this way, or you can point that way. So point to the bogs, point to the toilet, that's right. And then in the bog is a hole, so make a hole. Go on, let's see your holes. Very nice. And in the hole, a tree. A tree. And on the tree is a limb. That's right. That's right. A limb. Keep it a fist. Yeah.
Oh my so, God.
Not that sort of party. All right. So, and on the limb is a branch. And you can kiss your branch if you like. Kiss your neighbor's branch. And yeah, my branch is such a.
Branch?
Is that a Schwarzenegger reference? Two German references in a row. All right. And on the branch, a twig. So we have a twig on a branch and the limb on the tree and the hole in the bog. Are you with? I think they're with us so far.
We're ready.
And the chorus goes. Hole in the bog, in the bog, down in the valley, oh.
Oh, oh, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And in the hole there is a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree, with a tree in the hole in the bog, in the bog down in the valley, oh.
Oh, 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 the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
On the tree there is a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb, with a limb on the tree, in the hole, in the bog, down in the valley, oh.
Oh, oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And on the limb there is a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch, with a branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, in the tree, in the hole, hole in the bog, down in the valley, oh. A rare twig, a rattling twig. I'm not getting any twigs back there. I need some twigs. With a twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the hole, hole in the bog down in the valley.
Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley. Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
And on the twig there was a nest. A rare nest, a rattling nest, whatever nest you can do. With a nest on the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the limb, and the limb, and the tree, and the tree, and the hole, hole in the bog, down in the valley, oh.
Oh, oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And in the nest, there was an egg. That's right, grab your eggs, everybody. Grab your eggs. A rare egg, a rattling egg, with an egg in the nest, and the nest, and the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the limb, and the limb, and the tree, and the tree, and the hole, and the hole, and the bog, down in the valley, oh.
Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And in the egg there was an alligator. A rare alligator, a rattling alligator. With an alligator in the egg, and the egg in the nest, the nest, the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the branch, and the limb, and the limb, and the tree, and the hole, and the hole, and the bog, bog down in the valley,
oh. Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh.
And in the alligator was an Irishman. Hello. Digwit. A rare Irishman, a rattling Irishman.
How are you?
Oh, jeez. Do Irish guys say, oh, geez? Well, Wisconsin Irish too, don't we? With an Irishman in the alligator, and the alligator in the egg, and the egg in the nest, and the nest, and the twig, and the twig, and the branch, and the limb, limb of the tree, and the hole, and the bog down in the valley, oh.
Oh, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, the rattling bog.
And in the Irishman, there was some Guinness. Hey! Just pretend if you need to. Some rare Guinness. Some rattling Guinness. They're not doing it with us. It's no fun if we have to do it ourselves. Where's some Guinness in the Irishman? And the Irishman and the alligator, and the alligator and the egg and the nest, and the nest and the twig and the twig and the branch and the limb and the tree and the hole and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley. Oh,
the rattling bog, bog down in the valley.
Oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the
valley. Poor Irishman. How did he get in that alligator? What kind of alligator is that? Could swallow an Irishman.
I know. We have a question. How late should we play? Okay. Pancakes at 7, as my dad would say.
Two more songs?
Two more songs?
Sweet.
We gotta crank out the hits.
What do you wanna do before? Make sure
should we do Maids of Mitchellstown? You wanna do Maids of Mitchellstown?
Two more, just two okay. more. Each is 10 minutes long.
Thank you.
wonderful as always. Thank you so much for having us back. We love to come here.
Well, of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er I've done, well, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair one in this town that sorely has my heart. Those rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Sorry for my gone away, and of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, sure they'd wished me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call, oh, good night and joy be with you. I gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Leon McQueen, everybody.
Good night.
You can go online and see where Slip Jig is playing this next weekend around Madison and St. Prairie. No, that's in 2 weekends. St. Patrick's Day week is in 2 weekends. So you got a lot of practice time. This next Friday, you're all welcome to the Hope in the Future on the west side of Madison. The Krause family's lovely, amazing experience, establishment of caring and compassion.
Do
Hope in the Future, potluck at 5, and we're doing a sea shanty sing. So come out and hang out with a bunch of seamen at the, or a bunch of folks singing sailor songs and songs of, that's all.
That's all.